Many educators across Maine continue to absorb the stress of a school year that's been unlike any other. In a public letter released yesterday, seven teachers' unions from across western Maine say that teachers are working long, unsustainable hours and are struggling to balance remote, hybrid, and in-person learning. The teachers are calling for districts and the state to give them more planning time, provide extra staff to teach remote students, reduce testing, and include educators in planning conversations moving forward. Allison Litton is the president of the Lewiston Education Association, and she joins me now to discuss. Allison, to start, can you just explain how this letter came about?
Just as a supportive measure, we meet regularly and just discuss kind of what's going on in our local areas and then, you know, what we can do to support each other. The last few meetings, we've been discussing that some areas are definitely being more proactive and responsive to teachers' concerns, to educators' concerns, but other areas are having a hard time with that. So we felt, you know, if we took a stance together and really just stood, you know, shoulder to shoulder with it and said, these are the concerns that we are having in our public schools here in Maine, and, you know, something's got to give.
So in your letter, I think you list, it's, I think, eight demands that you say should be kind of required of schools right now to help improve things for both students and teachers. And I think they include more time for planning, more autonomy for teachers, adequate PPE, and, you know, more things beyond that. But school officials, they've told me in recent months, they say they've been trying to work with teachers on several of the issues and support them. But in general, do you feel like districts have been listening to teachers on these issues so far?
I think to some extent. Here in Lewiston, we've been quite fortunate. We've had a good working relationship with the school committee, and they have been, within their constraints, proactive. PPE is not a concern here in Lewiston, but in other districts, it is. A lot of the times, the response for things that can't be dealt with is either a monetary constraint or it's a constraint from the MDOE saying that these are things that are not to be bent, right? There's no flexibility in them for this year. You know, the pieces that we've run into in the last few months that we have been back, we're talking about, you know, pacing guides that are set by the state, and there isn't any flexibility to say some of these kids missed 3 months of instruction at the end of last year. There was not summer school the way that it typically is managed. So, you know, many children that would receive an extended year or would receive some remediation during the summer didn't get that either. So at this point, you know, we need to meet the kids where they're at.
Yeah. School officials have told me that, well, many districts are working to add staff and find more time for teachers if they can. They say they're often hamstrung by the budget constraints and specifically the lack of additional federal funds that hasn't come down yet for schools. How do you think we solve some of these problems when there are those kind of constraints and limits right now?
You know, the CARES funding was absolutely helpful. For sure, the way that the state handled it and, you know, allowed locals to make those decisions and how it was spent. But there were a lot of constraints on how that money was used. And just in general, you know, we have here in Lewiston, I believe it's 78 openings for ed techs, and we can't fill those. Those are budgeted, but we can't fill them. So, you know, we have services that either aren't supported or, you know, at times are not being adequately rendered because we have no applicants or we don't have the quality of applicants that we're looking for. So I think a shortage in educators, the majority of our certified positions are filled, but, you know, we're looking for speech therapists. We're looking for, you know, a multitude of ed techs in different roles, and that's just not being filled.
Why was this letter released right now, right before Thanksgiving break?
You know, we felt it was important to be proactive and also just to give some time. The many school committees are going to be meeting the Monday after. So, you know, just to kind of give this air, allow time that we're not dedicated to teaching to be able to discuss these matters and, you know, truly have a good dialogue before we come right back to being responsible for our students.
Allison Litton is the president of the Lewiston Education Association. Maine Public reached out to multiple superintendents in Western Maine, but they were either unavailable or didn't return requests for comment. Steve Bailey, the executive director of the Maine School Management Association, says he was surprised by the letter. He says schools and teachers have been working hand in hand in many districts to support both students and educators. And Bailey says that statewide, he's seen many examples of districts reducing class sizes, adding more teachers to assist with remote learning, and adding early release days or even shortening school days to give teachers more time to plan.
I do know that they have had challenges, though, in terms of trying to find ed techs to be able to fill some of the support staff positions. But they are in the plan, and you're trying to do that to make sure that support is there for students as well as for staff.
Bailey says many administrators are also hoping that the federal government can pass another coronavirus relief bill, since funds from the stimulus bill passed earlier this year expire at the end of the month. For disclosure, most of Maine Public's news staff is represented by the Maine Education Association.